good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, live from New Jersey today. See, we go all the way down the shore of Jersey, where I'm broadcasting from this morning. The boys are in New York, and we're going to jump to Shiloh, Israel right now. David Rubin is a former mayor of Shiloh. I said Jerusalem. He is in Shiloh, Israel. David, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be with you.
Well, you are the founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, established after you and your son were wounded by Islamic terrorists. Can you tell us about that, Mayor Rubin?
Yes. My three-year-old son and I were coming back from Jerusalem. I was driving in my car. We were halfway home, and he's sitting behind me in the baby seat. Suddenly, there was a massive hail of bullets on the car from terrorists who were perched on the side of the road with AK-47 assault rifles. And they shot me in my leg. Blood was coming out of my leg all over the place. The car went completely dead when the bullets hit. I turned around to my son. I asked him if he was okay. And he was looking straight ahead. His eyes were wide open. His mouth was wide open. He looked like he was trying to scream or cry, but no sounds were coming out. We eventually discovered that he had been shot in the head, that a bullet had gone into his head where the skull meets with the neck, causing a skull fracture, internal bleeding in the brain, and the bullet missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter, and miraculously we got away from the terrorists. The car started after several times trying. It finally started, and I zoomed out of there, and I'm just happy to say that we're both alive and well today. And as a result of that entire experience, I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund to heal the trauma of the terror victim children.
Yeah. And Mayor Rubin is also the author of 5 books, including The Islamic Tsunami. Mayor, before we get into the questions of Israel that we have before you this morning, sir, and our hearts go out to you. I can't imagine what you went through, you turn into a warrior in a matter of seconds. You're a warrior fighting for your life. What is the end game of these terrorists? Just the death and destruction of America and Israel? What's the end game? I mean, to shoot a three-year-old child? I mean, really, Mr. Mayor?
Well, you just stated it very clearly, that their end game is said very clearly. They stated very clearly all the time that they believe in jihad. Jihad is the at the core of Islam. And jihad means holy war against all non-Muslims. And you know, sometimes you hear a Muslim commentator on the news, and they'll be saying, "Well, it doesn't really mean holy war. It means self-reflection of the Muslim." Well, no, it doesn't mean self-reflection. It means holy war. And when someone is telling you that they want to kill you, then you better wake up and pay attention, because ultimately they want the destruction of Israel. And they want to change America from a Judeo-Christian civilization to an Islamic civilization. That's it.
Yeah. And then what do you think, going through this this terrible personal tragedy, that you really are turning into a positive, Mayor Rubin? What can be done to beat this Islamic terrorism around the world?
Well, it has to be confronted on several levels. It has to be confronted in terms of security. The Islamic terrorist organizations have to be confronted militarily, directly, and it has to be confronted with intelligence. They have to improve the intelligence that is being gathered. And it has to be addressed as a phenomenon that it is. It is an ideological struggle. Terrorism is not an enemy. Terrorism is a strategy that the terrorists are using, that the jihadist terrorists are using. Jihadist Islam has to be confronted directly.
Yeah. And also, how do you, that ideology that we talk about, and it's true that in the school books of Palestinian children, these kids will read death to Israel. This is all true.
Oh, absolutely. That's at the core of what they teach. And not only do they teach it, but the Palestinian Authority pays salaries to every single terrorist that kills a Jewish Israeli. And that's a fact. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And then they want to sit and negotiate peace. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Well, do you feel positive about this? And, you know, with Jared Kushner within the Trump administration, Donald Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, maybe we'll make some headway finally. Are you feeling positive in that regard, Mayor Rubin?
I think that they have good intentions. I think Jared Kushner has good intentions. And the problem is that I don't think that he really understands the situation. You know, if they can tell Israel that on one hand the Palestinians have to stop paying terrorists for performing terrorist attacks against Israelis, and on the other side Israel has to stop letting Jews build homes. I mean, where is the comparison? You know, there is no reason why a Jewish person should not be allowed to build a home in the heartland of Israel. I mean, we're talking about the biblical heartland, where all the historical places are, where King David, King Solomon, I mean, you know all those stories. That is proven archaeological history in Israel, and those are places where Israel was a sovereign nation for 1,000 years. I shouldn't be allowed to build a home in Shiloh, where the capital of Israel stood for 369 years. I think the real issue is the payment of terrorists by the Palestinian Authority.
All right. Mayor Rubin, before we let you go, how your son's okay? Your son's okay, though. That's a horrible
Thank
situation.
God my son had a complete recovery. He's alive and well today, yes.
David Rubin is a former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's the founder and president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, established after he and his young son were wounded by Islamic terrorism. Just a riveting story, Mayor Rubin. Stay close, keep us posted, and all the very best to you, sir, and to your son as well.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. It's 7:50 right now with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999.